You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Mahogany Fawn here. It is a What the Fuck Wednesday episode. I am here with Easy Cope, and we are talking white race and black love. Everybody say hello to Easy Cope. Easy Cope, say hello to the mob crew.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
How you doing today? I know it's late. We're burning midnight oil. How was your day?
Oh, it was great. You know, I'm happy to be here. Happy to have another day above ground. So
always in the land of the living, in the land of the living, it is, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, before we start today, let's give the people a little bit of background about you, Easy Cope. So, you know, what made you want to join me in this conversation today?
Oh, basically, you know, you were just telling me that you had a show, and, you know, it was kind of an empty gesture. I threw out, you know, said I'd be on that show, you know, if you need any guests.
Okay.
And you jumped at it, so I said, okay, let's do it. You even asked me to think of a subject, and then just, first thing popped in my head, I just, you know, brought it up, so.
You're just going to throw me out there to the wolves, right? You're just going to throw me out there to the wolves.
Live. You know, we have these thoughts, and, you know, sometimes you can roll with it and sometimes you ignore it, but we both rolled with it. So, you know, here I am.
Well, I thought it was actually a very interesting topic. I know I get approached a lot by, you know, the white race. So, you know, why wouldn't I have a discussion about that? And I do have a lot of people that ask me, you know, about, you know, white men. Do I date white men? Do I date out of my race? Mainly white, but, you know, do I date out of my race? And I do. I do date out of my race. I date whoever's going to treat me right, you know. But, yeah, you know, a big thing nowadays is a lot of, you know, black men will be like, I can't stand seeing a black woman with a white man, but it's okay for, you know,
double standard.
It's one of those misconceptions, or you would say a stereotype, when it comes to this whole situation of race and love, because that's really what it boils down to. It's really about who you care for. It's not really about what color they are. But with that being said, I know that you have a fondness for black women, and I have been invited to there's a lot of Facebook groups in reference to interracial dating, and I mean specifically white and black. So I wanted to know, what do you think are some misconceptions, because you're a white man, what do you think are some misconceptions that, you know, people have about interracial relations, or, you know, just about the white race, period, in reference to a man? Because I know you can't speak on behalf of a woman.
Some of the misconceptions about me as a white man.
Yes, about you as a white man. Yes.
All right. And, you know, a lot of this goes off of what I've been told, you know. People are, they're vocal with their opinions, and, you know, even when they're not, you know, you can subtly pick up what people are trying to say, so. You know, one of the main misconceptions, at least for, you know, as me as a white man, is, you know, when I'll approach a woman, you know, a woman of color, she will automatically assume that, you know, it's a fetish for me.
That's a good one. Yeah. Because you look, you're not even one of those white boys that look like you got some, you know, a little bit of just sauce in you. You know what I mean? You look like a white boy. So I can understand why black women would think your approach is fetish-like. I completely get it.
I think the term is swag. They say I have no swag.
But you have so much swag. It's ridiculous. People, you know.
Well, you actually have, it's just like anything. You got to peel behind the layers and you see what's on the inside. So.
You're damn right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Shrek said, I'm an onion.
That's what I was just going to say.
Okay, well, a misconception for me when it comes to dating the white man is that I'm into his pockets. I am a gold digger. You know what I mean? I'm after his money. I don't really want him. I just want his paper. But, I mean, honestly, that's for any woman and any man. And nowadays it goes vice versa because you got sugar mamas and you got sugar daddies.
I've never met a sugar mama, and I'd like to. Oh. But... It'd be nice to switch it up for once.
Easy Chove is looking for a sugar mama. You ladies, y'all heard him. He's looking for a sugar mama now. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I would say another. This is what I have for you. Mm-hmm. I would say another misconception or a stereotype for the white man is that y'all have good credit. Now, I'm not saying that you don't, but credit doesn't have a color either. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I would say, no. I mean, I never really had good credit.
Oh, so you never started off with a good foot?
No. I never had good credit to begin with, so I'm building good credit. But yeah, you know, it is funny. It's a misconception. So when people find out you're not what they thought you were, then... That's when, you know, that's when the names come out,
right.
You know.
Okay.
I don't need to go there with the names, but.
No.
I think.
We don't have to do that. We don't got to do that.
Yeah. It's kind of the same as when you, you know, you have an apartment and you don't have anything but a mattress.
Right.
You don't have like a full bed. So.
Right.
There's a name to go with that too, but
like I'm just kidding. It's called the struggle, and the struggle is real. Ain't coming at nobody's struggle, but but what other misconceptions I think is that, of course, you know, it's always about, you know, we have to go there. But another misconception is, you know, sex-wise. And I'm not even going to talk about as far as the member is concerned. I know for a fact that, you know, we assume that white men are going to fuck like rabbits.
I never heard that one.
No. Okay, well, that's given to, I have to give kudos to Carrie from Sex and the City. She did a whole episode where he knocked her back clean out from fucking her like a bunny rabbit, the jackrabbit way, yeah. So I would say that is a misconception I have been with, you know, the white race, and they were not jackrabbits in that shape, form, or fashion.
So are you saying that they're just more fixated on sex than black men, or, you know, I'm trying to figure out what do you mean by jackrabbit? Like, they just like it all the time, or what?
Oh, no, sweetheart, no. That you fuck like this.
Oh, quick.
Okay, the jackrabbit, you know, like,
right, yeah.
It's a bit much, you know what I'm saying? There's no, where is the motion? Where is the, you know, stroke? You know what I'm saying? That's a jab. That's a fucking jab. That's not, you know, love making or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said,
you don't need to explain. I know what it is.
Oh, okay. You were just asking me if it was somebody that has too much sex. So I'm glad that you understand now. That, I mean, you've never heard that? You've never been like, you never approached a black girl, she was like, oh, you're not gonna fuck me like no rabbit. No?
No, I never heard that one.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of, you know, negative things, but I don't know, for me, that wouldn't really be a negative. That'd be more like that's almost like a flirtatious thing to say, and I would have to respond accordingly.
Oh, okay, you know? All right. Okay.
I wouldn't get offended by that at all. Definitely not.
No? I mean, is that something that you do?
No, of course not.
Oh.
I mean, it's just opening, you know, opening a conversation.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. That's a good way to look at it.
You know, because that's how we understand each other, so.
All right. Okay. Well, another stereotype about, you know, the white race is, you guys, do you feel, as a person of Caucasity, that you smell when you're wet?
Can you say that one more time?
Do you believe that you smell when you're wet? That you have a certain scent when you, you know, when water approaches your skin, like comes in contact with you? Do you believe that you carry a scent after you get wet?
That's honestly something I've never thought about either. But I've heard it. I've heard someone say that before.
You've heard it. You've heard it for somebody that you were dating. You heard it for somebody that was being, you know, negative. You heard it just in general conversation. Like,
I don't know what it means, though, to be honest. So I didn't really divulge into it. I just said, okay.
Really? Are you serious right now?
I wasn't curious about it. Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from New Hampshire.
You're from New Hampshire. You're in New Hampshire now, right?
I'm in New Hampshire, and I lived in Las Vegas for 1 year, so I wasn't there long enough to pick up any of the dialect.
Okay, all right, okay. So you've never heard that, you know, white people smell like dogs or nickels or pennies or anything like that? When you guys get wet.
I've heard dogs smell when they're wet. That's the only thing that I've ever heard. I never heard people smell when they're wet.
Really? That is crazy to me, because there's like a whole fucking debate about this shit. Like, there is like a whole fucking movement about, do white people smell when they're wet? And the simple fact that you have never even heard of this fucking concept blows my fucking mind. But it's cool. It's cool. That's just one of those misconceptions or stereotypes. But I mean, everybody's different. So I'm going to assume that you don't smell anything when you're wet.
No, I was going to say, it's not really a misconception, but I can understand, you know, why there is so much like segregation in the world still, is because, you know, when you don't understand somebody, a lot of times you're hesitant to even ask questions.
Yes, very,
you know,
true.
Because you don't want to offend them.
Very true. Very true. I mean, in some cases, because nowadays these people don't give a fuck. They don't care. But But with that being said, we're gonna take a musical break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about culture and lifestyle, and we're gonna see what we come up then. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, you guys, it's Mahogany Farm with your boy Easy Cope. We're talking white race and black love right here on the Mahogany Farm Mobcast. We'll be right back.
Judging by the basics, y'all already comfortable, stuck up in the matrix. Shit is basic, past credentials, but understand your favorite rapper, peep my gold potential. I'm out of shame, been past it, trying to fit the circle cause I don't know how to act shit. Half of y'all was steady, insecure, don't try to backflip, just because the seasoning and flow's already active. Only 4 years, fantastic, young veteran, new classic. Nah, knock the walls off, fuck the whole key, we gon' hinge the whole door off. I'm still AD, never forget it. It's life after death, roll the credits. Credit my maker, take a trip to see Jamaica. Molly spirit with the vapor, back to Zion, that's the nature. Africa, the new America, I hope I earn this permanent. And this, I put my pen in it, got my land and my permit with it. Bone on my bone, flesh fresh off my flesh. Witness in me, you can't make me feel less. Let's hold, I'm not impressed. Best smoke on my effort like an empress. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. First name Eve, somebody ate the food they told the great to never eat. I'm drippin', DNA speeds like I'm born way. I be mad 2 G's, third world in it, first world I dated. No mentor, oh my, who was assassinated. We been here, we incarnated. Tryna finish what they started and we made it. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Energy, drank a cup of quarters on my chorus, then I code up. Hey. If I rule the world, money stacks for all my daughters. Hey. Never ask for payment in the womb, times nine. Now we see the blood on the street, times trying. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal. Heaven in thine, heaven is mine. Spiritual, lyrical, mother sang, sweetest taboo, rickle kind. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, energy rain. Intuition and ambition, intuition strain. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees.
I beg you, listen me. I beg you, open your ears for any waiting at they say. Waiting at they talk. Now serious talk at they talk go. No beating anger here speaking. Listen. In this world we deal, members say ya, one day go come, when we all go go. Before long, we go meet Mama Godo. When we dey meet Mama Godo, tell me, waiting, you go say.
With all my life,
jam nation. You realize all the time we wasting. You realize all the pain we facing. Please pour a cup, feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the time. Female energy, one shot, two shot, three times sorrows. Carry all the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give a cup of crowns to the woman who had bore us, taught us, focus, love and support us. Magical, umbilical, my universe is radical. Introduce the nation to embracing what is factual. Feminine energy, almost mathematical. You can't really sum up what is infinite and valuable. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal, no heaven in thine. She sing a melody to pass the time. Give us her energy so she feel mine. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, never shame again. Rain, tamed, brain, praying. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees.
And we are back. We are back with another episode of What the Fuck Wednesday with my special guest, Easy Cope. Easy, say hey to everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know, right? How many times do you want me to say hey? No, I'm just kidding. The topic of choice is white race, black love. We were talking about misconceptions and stereotypes. It seems like Easy forgot some, and he remembered what they were. So what else did you, what else were you, you know, whatever, you know. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, one misconception is that, you know, black women are so strong, you know, that they really don't need anybody in their life. They can handle it on their own, you know. They don't need anybody because they're just going to make things more complicated.
Okay, yeah, that is a misconception, yeah, it is.
You never heard that either.
No.
You surprised me before. I said, I hope I'm not surprising you.
No, you did surprise me, but not the content that you surprised me with. Like, I'm surprised that you said that to me. But that's not, you know, that's not a surprising misconception that I know of, you know what I'm saying? But yes, yeah, that is true. That is very true. And thank you for bringing that to the light, you know, especially because you are the opposite, you know, race. That was awesome. Thank you. You're right. You're completely right. That is a misconception. We need love just like everybody else needs love too.
And you also need protection.
Right. And I also think that goes back to the whole cultural thing. Over history and things of that nature, you know, trying to bring the black family down. And I wish we as a people would get it together and, you know, just get back right. We need unity in our communities. And right now, everybody's just out for themselves. And because of that mentality, black women are looked upon as being strong to handle, too strong to handle anything, you know. But yeah, that was a good one, Easy.
Also, that, you know, black men will choose white women because, you know, black women will emasculate them. You know, they'll talk down to them, they'll treat them differently.
Okay, Easy, you coming with some heavy hitters. Wait a minute.
I had this before. I was just waiting.
Oh, waiting for what? You got me over here speechless? Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I understand that. I personally, I'm not one to demasculate a man, but you know, when you get angry, you get angry. But I do see that as an issue in our culture, you know, as Black people, that we do talk down to the head of our household, which is the man, you know what I mean? So that is a fucked up thing, and I do wish we as a people would, you know, come to some realization that that's not beneficial for our futures. But yeah, that is a misconception or a stereotype to a degree. There's some fact behind it, but we'll keep it in that box. We'll keep it in that box for now. Anything
else? I have one more that's really, you know, it's depressing, but it's like...
Talk about it.
What does a Black woman do? You know, because she's required to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so she can't show her true emotions.
True.
And, you know, we celebrate the masculinity of, you know, Black men, but we use it as a negative to describe the woman.
Right. Yes.
You know, so we're at a point in our world where we have, you know, Black men that are in places of power,
mm-hmm.
and we have women that are in places of power,
mm-hmm.
but Black women, it's, you know, it's really few and far between that they're in places of power.
It's still a struggle. It's still a struggle. Yes. Yes, very much. So I know if anybody comes to me talking about a goddamn table, I'm going to punch them in their fucking throat. Personally, you know what I'm saying? And that's coming from a Black woman's standpoint, because of course somebody's going to approach me saying, you know, what do you bring to the table? I mean, most women get that conversation, but it seems like if I'm, you know, of a darker race, I have more things that need to meet the qualification list for the said table. And I don't think that's fair. You know what I mean? And as far as I'm concerned, I am the table. I'm the legs, the top, the bottom. Without me, you can't eat. Without me, you can't work. Without me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear.
Yeah, and you know what happens when that occurs is you're just always there, so people will forget.
Right.
They'll take you for granted.
Yeah, not lightly. Not lightly. Not over here. Not over here. Those were some really good. What?
It's so sad.
Oh, you know, yeah, for sure.
The foundation will be ignored, you know?
Yes. And that's crazy. Those were some really good stereotypes, Easy. Like, those were really good. Damn. Oh, I'm scared of you.
I have a daughter. You know, I have a Black daughter. I have to know this stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We can go into that. We can go into children. Let's go ahead and talk about the kids. Let's talk about the mulattoes. So what do you think about that term, mulatto? What?
I don't like that term, though. You really touched a soft spot with that one.
Oh, I did? Okay, all right, let's get into it. Like, I ain't trying to offend, but we're going to talk about it, you know what I mean? So why do you take offense to the word mulatto? Even though that label is not for you.
No, I mean, it's, because I don't want my daughter to be offended by it. You know, okay. So if it offends my daughter, it would offend me. That's really the only thing.
Okay, I understand that.
And my daughter's a Gemini, so I don't know if she will be offended, but you're a Gemini as well, right?
Yes, I
am. Do you guys get easily offended by things, or are you pretty happy-go-lucky?
I'm a happy-go-lucky type of gal.
Yeah.
I am. Until you, like, you know, piss me off. But, you know, that's another story for another day. But,
I don't know what mulatto really means either, so I'm just going to say I'm offended even really. I don't understand what even, you know, why is it offensive? I don't know why.
Really? Okay, well, I want to be like, let me go ahead and Google it or whatever. I wish I'd have known that was going to be something that you were not familiar with, and I would have. I mean, it's just generalized term for, you know, the mixed race. But there is something behind the moo and the lotto. Like, there's something behind that. I can't.
Sounds Italian.
I can't, isn't that an Italian word?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like an Italian word.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There is, like, you know, history behind that word on how it became to be and why it is used on the mixed race, but I don't know right now. Like, damn, I wish, you know what I'm saying? I got too much shit going on. I ain't fuck around. I go Google some shit and then I disconnect our fucking audio recording. So like, I'm not even gonna fuck around with the shit right now. Not even gonna fuck around with it. But
somebody knows the history of it out there, you know. So.
Oh yeah, put the comments down in the bottom. If you do, put the comments down at the bottom. You know, there's always a comment section, but you know, hey, put a comment down there. Okay, so my thing is this: when your baby was born, was she of the lighter tone or the darker tone? Is your baby a lighter tone baby or a darker tone baby?
She's lighter now. It was so funny when she was born. They handed me my daughter, and they said, "You know, isn't your daughter beautiful?" And my first thought was, "She looks like my sister." She was so white, like she was the most whitest baby. She was so white that you could see the veins and everything. And,
yeah. But she was so white. She was blue.
Oxygen, you know, she's definitely lighter, but you know, she started to get some color in her.
Okay.
You know, so it was good.
So when you first started taking her out and about, you know, how was that? I mean, was it something they were able to tell, or did that came along later when she was like 2 or 3? How old is your daughter again? She's
5 now.
Right. So I know as they get older, some, you know, tend to get a little darker or lesser, or, you know, depends.
She'll definitely get darker. I'm sure she will.
But at this point, it's not something that people can really tell off rip unless it's like summertime or.
No, people can definitely tell. Like when I was living in Las Vegas, people used to say, you know, they'd say, "Oh, is the mother Mexican?" They knew she wasn't white. You know, they knew the mother wasn't white.
Right. And it was Mexican always the first one they would go to? I mean, in Las Vegas, I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Cali born and bred. Like, I get it. I do. I'm a Mexican at heart, honestly. Like, I know how to lay brick, drywall, fucking landscape, whatever you need. I mean, like, I'm going to make empanadas. I'm fucking up shit, okay? So, but okay. But anywhere else, I mean, besides Las Vegas, was that the only place that you had those questions? I mean, I know you stay in New Hampshire, but.
No, it's interesting. You know, people will try to find commonality, you know, when they see a child like my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and they'll say, "Oh, I also have a granddaughter that's this," or, you know, like it's a bad thing. Like, why does it matter the color? You know, why does it matter how she looks? You know,
mm-hmm.
look at her heart. Her heart, it doesn't have a color.
You know what?
You know, you can feel her energy. Does her energy have a color?
Right.
No.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because I was having this conversation with somebody else I interviewed the other day. And we were discussing how, you know, men will be like, "My son's not playing with Barbie dolls," or "I don't want my son playing with tutus," or "I don't want," you know what I'm saying? And honestly, what I was telling him is that, you know, basically till the age of 5, toys don't have a gender. You know, they only know what we teach them. And honestly, it's usually just a little phase. It really is something that everybody is into. And now everybody is not. You know, the daycare got new tutus. Everybody wants to wear the fucking tutu. Your son just wants to wear the tutu because everybody else is wearing the tutu. Like, let him have his moment. Let him, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that you need to, "Oh no, take that shit off." You know what I mean? It's nothing that's that serious. You know, we're here to teach them. You know what I mean? And when we teach them ignorance and fear, that's what they get. So. Outside of that, you know, did you ever have that issue where, you know, people want to play in your daughter's hair or, you know,
people like, cause it's, you know, New Hampshire, it's, the ratio of black to white is probably like 10 to 1 or maybe like 15, you know, it's about as small as you can get.
Okay.
So people will even just see her hair. Uh-huh. Cause even for me, like, I wasn't used to doing her hair, mm-hmm. you know? So it took me a while to figure out that I need someone else to do it for me.
Oh, is that what you figured out?
yeah, because us white people, we just take our shower and we might do a little bit, you know? We don't do that much crazy stuff. It takes a lot of work, you know, for her hair. So I would just bring her out if I took a shower And people would see her and they'd be like, oh, her hair is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But like anybody that, you know, anybody that does hair would say, wow, this girl's hair is nappy.
Oh my God.
Like, you can tell her father doesn't know how to do hair.
I mean, at least you came to the realization and actually let your baby get her hair done. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Some people just be like, I don't know what to do with it, and that's just how it's going to be. They're fine. You know, they're fine. But you're not supposed to send your baby out there like that. Like, don't prepare them for the best, not the worst.
We don't know that stuff, you know? We don't know any of that.
So when did you realize that you needed, like, at what age was she when you realized, look, I need some outside help here?
Her mother told me. Her mother's like, says other YouTube videos.
Oh, that was you. I was about to say, oh shit, what'd I do? Okay.
No, yeah, I was getting the call, I'm sorry.
You're fine. Okay, but you know what? On that note, we're gonna take another musical break and we'll be back. Hey, are you doing anything in March?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You should definitely try to make it down here for our LJD and 9th anniversary. It'll be on March 19th. We are going to be at the Wingate at the Wyndham in Chesapeake. And for tickets and information, you can go to LJDNnetwork.com or Eventbrite.com. And we'll be right back, Easy, okay?
Yeah, time's up, motherfucker.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, it's our return, black excellence. Don't sit next to us. Lay down like script to jobless. Got invest in this black face industry. Line don't invest in me. Only want the money if I backslide history.
In the industry, I'm not a slave on the record that rose brave. Call it blessings, acute angle out the rat race. I keep from going under time. Think of a family's holding the spears. Exception is equity used to buy your medicare.
Ice in the industry, kill dream of a dreamer. Ice in the industry, kill dream of a dreamer. Ice in the industry, kill dream of a dreamer. Ice in the industry scheme, and it's a killer. Ice in the industry, kill dream of a dreamer. I seen the industry, kill dream of a dreamer.
I seen the industry scheme, and it's a killer, it's a master plan to break you. I'm the scheme, you're the schemer.
Time's up, Black Republic. We're on my work published. How many times I inspired your rhymes, then you be dubbed it. We the inspiration, we the motivation. Take ideas, then you be shelling.
In variation, the hourglass, I'm a cracker. The fatter, the cream, the blacker, the talent. I'm taking matters in hand.
I'd rather challenge the industry, got no dignity. Putting my feminist in me, searching for their diversity.
All I see is a bunch of mechanical breakdown. Do it till the planet to break down. On a mission to free ourselves, verbally medicated, put on a shelf with no for sale. Neither asking for help, and I ain't asking for help.
Not asking for help, we not for sale. Not asking for help, not out to get your own wage. We just searching for some. Go fuck yourself. Fuck the game, fuck the blame, fuck the audience. Fuck the dance, fuck the list, fuck the RBRs.
I've seen the industry kill dream of a dreamer. Cause I've seen the industry kill dreams in a dreamer. And I've seen the industry kill dreams of a dreamer. And I've seen the industry scheme, and it's a killer. And I've seen the industry kill dream of a dreamer. And I've seen the industry kill dreams of a dreamer. And I've seen the industry scheme, and it's a killer.
It's a master plan to break us. I'm the scheme, they're the schemers.
Time's up, motherfucker. He God at his finest. Wonder what Optimum Prime is. Never underestimate your highness. Strip them melanin, galaxy's finest. Put a bit of pressure on the spirit of the highest. Do it, I will. Do it, I will. If they don't believe me, then you betcha I will. If they don't believe me, then you betcha I will. Bit a big happy love for the betcha I chill.
Flow. Where my go?
Oh my God.
If I'm out to hit,
oh my God.
Yet you never know what you got till it.
Half how the world is.
Nah, they don't know me.
They don't know.
They can't hold me. They box, they box, they talk. I know they can't show. Please believe me.
Please believe.
They deceive me. They flex, they flex, they flex. I know they can't see me.
Hey, and we are back. Okay, we are talking about the white race and black love, misconceptions, stereotypes, children, culture, and lifestyle. And you know what? We just finished talking about children, but I have one more question for you, Easy. So, you know, another stereotype when it comes to children is that the white kids act like fucking demons in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You know, well, I told Billy to put the bananas back, and Billy said, I'm not putting the goddamn bananas back, Mom, and fuck off. So, as a white male, one, were you one of those children? And two, would you raise your child the way you were?
Are you saying what ones that, you know, would act up in public?
Yeah, and I don't mean just like your regular act up in public. I mean, you know, your white boy Billy act up in public, you know?
It's like temper tantrums, basically.
Yeah, but like hardcore, I'm knocking shit down, I'm cussing you the fuck out, and I'm going to tell you, no, we're not leaving until I'm ready.
Oh, you mean like that boy that was on Dr. Phil that smacked his mom?
Yes. That crazy. Now, I know you said you're Italian, but, you know, everybody doesn't understand. If, you know, everybody doesn't understand some Italian moms. You know, you might have the Italian mom that, you know, fucked you up with that wooden spoon, but you might have the Italian mom that was just like, okay, Billy, I'll get it for you. So, which one were you?
I was more the mischievous one, but I wasn't loud about it, you know.
Oh, okay. I mean, kids.
My mother would find the remnants of my destruction, you know, after I was already gone from the scene.
Oh,
you know,
no face, no case.
I didn't do it in front of her. No. And then, you know, if I got caught, I would usually try to blame it on my sister.
Okay, all right. But so you wasn't cutting up in the store. She had to tell you.
No. Because I don't want to draw attention to myself anyway. You know, like, I still want to be able to have my fun, but I don't want anybody to know about it.
Right. Now, that's a Gemini thing right there. But I understand. I get it.
My daughter's the same way, though.
You know,
she'll actually, she will get into mischief. And but you know you're getting into mischief because you can't hear a pin drop.
That's the telltale sign. They up to no fucking good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to culture and lifestyle. So, the kitchen, when it comes to making meals, do you come from the family that puts raisins in the mac and cheese or the potato salad or whatever? No?
I mean, you said raisins. I was thinking you were going to say, like, because we have rice pudding that you put raisins in. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
And oatmeal, you know, we make oatmeal, but.
Yeah, that's how you verify that you're white. It's all right.
I didn't know about grits, you know, until I was married, actually.
Really? Do you like grits?
I don't like cheesy grits. I think that's strange.
You don't like cheesy grits, but you like regular grits.
I like the sweet, you know, the kind with the sugar and the butter. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's weird putting cheese on stuff that, you know, it's like... I don't know, it just seems...
We think it's weird that y'all put raisins in random shit, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't even eat raisins. I don't know, where that came from. Maybe a trail mix. Oh, you know what we do? I don't know if you guys just do this too, but
what?
we put ants on a log. You know,
oh,
you know,
okay. Well, no, we don't make food that looks like insects or bugs or anything like that. But, I did do that with the kids. You know, they might do that with their children. You know what I'm saying? To get the raisins and the fruits and the berries and to get in them into children. But we're not serving ants on a log as an appetizer at the motherfucking party. We're not. Ain't doing that. Anything that looks resemblance to a roach, a bug, anything of that nature, we're not doing at the party. We're not doing that.
Cucaracha.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Well, you know, my other question is Kool-Aid. Did you drink Kool-Aid? Did y'all know about, like, Kool-Aid?
Well, my friends did, but, you know, my mother didn't like it because there was too much sugar.
Really?
You know, but other people do. Kool-Aid is like the most popular drink. You know, Kool-Aid and Tang. Everybody would even drink Tang.
Yeah, I love me some Tang. Fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it up. Okay, well, I mean, hey, to each his own. Was there something that your family did that you noticed that other families didn't do? I mean, especially because if you're in the Black girls, that means you kind of like, you know, to be around the Black people. So did you ever notice anything that your family did that, you know, that your friends' families didn't do in the kitchen?
I think, well, I had, you know, I had an interesting experience. So I think when a family's crazy, it's going to be crazy no matter, you know, whatever. Because I was living in a family with 9 kids. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, you know, but because we used to have meals, we'd have meals at any hours of the day, you know, sometimes we'd go shopping at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a new experience for me. I never did that before.
Really? 9 kids? God damn. But all right,
yeah.
hey, to each his own. Fuck it. I don't know nothing about that type of life. I'm from a 3. I'm from 3 of them. That's all. I just got 3. I'm a middle. But,
I mean, obviously, like, the misconception is the spice, you know, that white people don't know how to
season their food. Yeah, you right about that. Do you season your food?
They don't know how to season it. They like it bland, you know?
Oh, you know what? I never thought about it like that. I never
choose
thought.
Yeah, because they don't like it too spicy. They don't like it this. But me, I like it spicy, you know, and that was an acquired taste.
Okay. Well, wait
a
minute.
I wasn't used to have a spice in my food until I did, and then, you know, you get a taste for it, and then you want spice in everything. Like, you're throwing hot sauce in everything now.
Oh, okay. You got hot sauce in your bag swag. Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought that they just like bland food. That is a different way of looking at it. Because if you ever give them a plate of something that, you know, has flavor, you know, they like it. Usually 9 times out of 10, they like it. And but it does do something. You know how you give a baby ice cream or something sweet for the first time. Whenever you give white people a plate of good food, yeah, they... What is this? What? You know what I'm saying? What is this? What is this? Yeah. So, but I never thought about it like that. They just like bland food. That is weird.
I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that that's probably, that could be the case for some people.
I believe you though. But I'm seeing, yeah, that's your train of thought. My train of thought ain't going to be there. You know what I mean?
No.
I never thought about that.
My mother likes to make the most blandest food sometimes, and I tell her, you know, have fun eating that, because I can't eat that.
Oh,
I
shit.
I need something with this.
Oh.
So she tried to add spice to stuff now, and, you know, she's getting good. It just takes some time.
Right, right, right. Practice makes perfect.
You gotta practice. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so another cultural difference is, you know, Saturday morning cleaning. Did you guys have a specific day that y'all cleaned? And I mean, like, on Saturday morning, mom shut everything down. Get the fuck up out of the bed. Get up. You have a chore list. Shit needs to get done. This house better smell like Pine Sol and bleach by the time, you know, by the time y'all ready to go the fuck outside. Because if it don't smell like Pine Sol and bleach, y'all not going. So did you guys, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure my mother tried to get me to help her clean, but I was, I tried to avoid that at all costs. You know, it was just, if it was a Saturday, you know, I made sure I was playing sports, or I made sure I was, you know, at a friend's house or something. I was not trying to clean on a Saturday, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was kind of more the one that my mother would just, she tried to get me to help.
Mm-hmm.
And she could see that, you know, that I wasn't very good at it. You know, so she's yeah, let me do this.
You know, there's a name for that, but I'm not going to say that now, but I'm definitely going to write that down because that's a good topic. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because that would be something that you learned at a young age. It's called weaponized ignorance. And a lot of men do it in their marriages or, like, their home life.
Oh, no, yeah.
You were a child. You were a child. You know what I'm saying? But
well, I know, but when you're a child, you act like a child. When you're an adult, you put away childish ways.
Oh, okay. So, hit me with the Bible. Well, okay. Easy.
You're hoping that, you know, you're hoping that people will grow out of that stage. But, you know, some of us don't, so.
True that. True that. True that. So y'all never had a real dedicated day for cleaning like the black people do?
No, no, but, you know, it's hard to speak for, you know, a whole group of people because you
only
know.
Oh, no, I'm saying you. Yeah. No, we're not talking about, okay. I must know just you. I know you can't speak for everybody. But, yeah, okay. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
That's why, you know, when people ask me if I'm white or black, I just say I'm clear because I don't know if I fall into any stereotypes, you know.
What do you mean? You don't think you like, fall into just, you don't even have to open your mouth to fall into a stereotype, easy.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it's like, for me, you really have to get to know me to understand me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, what I do doesn't really follow any pattern. You know, it's not, you had this experience with one person, you know, this is how it's going to be with this person, you know, so.
Right.
Like, all the rules, you know, you can just throw them wayside, you know, because we're all unique, but I'm a little bit strange, you know, as far as fitting into any types of categories with anybody, you know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You had a baby by a black woman. Were your intentions to have a biracial child, or is that just what it was? You know, that's who you ended up having, you know, the baby with, because that's
well,
who you were with.
When the baby is made out of love, so that was what it was. It was love. You know, it had nothing to do with anything else.
Well, my question is, did you intentionally want to have a biracial baby, or is, you know, when I say intentionally, I mean, do you only date black women? You get what I'm saying? That would have been intentional, because if you're, that's who you humping on, right. You know. You get what I'm saying or not?
Yeah, at the time that I met my child's mother, I was dating only black women, but I didn't, you know, think about it that way. I just thought, you know, I'm going to date, you know, whoever I mesh with, you know, whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at it in hindsight, like, I haven't dated a white woman for probably even like 12 years, you know, so.
Which I get. That's why I said what I said. Like, it was, you know, some people be like, yeah, I'm not dating a white girl. I'm just not.
I know,
it's just not me. You know what I mean? Like,
people get offended when you say that you only date certain types of people.
I mean, but everybody has a preference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, definitely black women are my preference. You know,
you feel me? Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know.
No. And anybody that knows me knows that. So it kind of like, if you're in my life, you don't even need to even say anything. You know, it's just.
Got you.
When you see me, you're going to say, okay, well, you know, this is what he likes.
Okay. Okay. Now I got one last question. Now I know this is an issue in the black home. So I'm going to try to put this in like the best words I can. All right, in the black home, when you become 18, your parents are like, "All right, it's time to get the fuck out." Okay? And in your home, and being a white person, a person of Caucasity, was that one of the things that, you know, you had to face when you were growing up? You know, I mean, if you're coming from 9, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you're 18, bro. It's time for you to go on, you know, get your ass gone, get somewhere. I don't know where you're going, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, no. No, my mother, she wasn't really in a hurry to, you know, have me out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't get kicked out till I was about 22, 23.
Really?
And that was more so because she didn't like the way I was acting, you know. So if I would have been behaving, you know,
you would have been able to stay.
I would probably would have been there, you know, as long as, you know, because. She, you know, she just wanted someone to respect her rules of the house, you know?
Right.
And since I wasn't, you know, that's when she, you know, she kicked me out.
Wow. Okay.
But it wasn't like I wanted to stay there. You know, I didn't really have, I didn't have enough money for an apartment, you mm-hmm. know, so. It was more like, you know, necessity.
Right. And usually that's what it is. I mean, at that age, if we're not prepared, it's something that we need to do because of whatever the situation is at home.
I was a student too, you know, so mm-hmm. I was still trying to figure out stuff. But, you know, if I would have got a chance to do it again, you know, I would have had a trade when I was like 18. You know?
Right.
Just to have a trade, that way, you know, you can be on your own 2 feet as quick as possible.
True that.
So, you know, more people need to go into the trades because they're so, you know, they're self, you know, you can be self-sufficient at a very early age when you're in the trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like learn and earn, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you get paid, they pay you to learn.
That's right.
Like, how can you do that?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when we don't prepare ourselves or we don't, you know, have some sort of guidance, you know, we kind of get lost and... It's good to have
Even
things
if it's
like
not
that.
For your whole life, you know, just do it. You know, mm-hmm. just so you can have something.
Something under your belt. I agree with you on that. But you know what? On that note, Easy, that's it. It's we've come to the end of our show, my love.
It went by so quick.
I know.
I remember starting and
And now I'm telling you, we're finished.
I don't remember the middle as much. It's kind of been a blur.
The middle was good. It was good. It was just as good as...
It was good, but I don't remember what we talked about, to be honest.
But you know what? That means we had some good conversation.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for being on, and I will definitely have to have you on again. we won't talk about the same thing, but we'll definitely have you on again.
Talk about anything, I don't care. You know?
Oh, for sure, easy for sure. It's me and you, boo. But I'd say goodbye to the mob crew.
See you later, mob crew. You know, hope you guys are doing good.
Well, I hope you guys were able to take some meat from these bones, and I hope you guys were, informed about some lifestyles, some misconceptions, and some stereotypes. And as I always say, life is a game of tag. Somebody is always it, and that it could be you. Until next time, blessings. Mwah.
Thanks for joining us. Remember, please share, like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, XOXO Mahogany. Mwah.